Introduction. This tutorial will teach you a powerful treatment for ME/CFS and fibromyalgia, one which may have a larger effect on your health than anything a doctor does for you. It's called pacing, and it involves changing how you live your life. If you're wondering how changing your habits and routines can be so important, the answer lies in the fact that both conditions are affected by how we respond to them. How we lead our lives has a big effect on our symptom level and our chances for improvement. For many people, having either of the two conditions can feel like living on a physical and emotional roller coaster, often called the cycle of push and crash. When feeling better, we push to get as much done as we can, but this leads to an intensification of symptoms, so we crash. This is a vicious cycle in which high levels of symptoms alternate with extended periods of forced rest and a sense that life is out of control. Pacing offers an alternative, a way to live a more stable and predictable life. By learning how to stay within the limits imposed by illness, you can live your life according to a plan, rather than in response to symptoms, giving you a sense of managing your life, rather than the illness controlling how you live. The benefits of pacing include: escape from cycles of push and crash, lower symptoms and fewer symptom spikes, a more stable and predictable life, a sense of control, and the possibility to safely increase activity level. Pacing provides a way to reduce the suffering generated by overdoing, which is called post-exertional malaise, or PEM. The key fact about PEM is that the amount of rest needed to recover from overdoing is out of proportion to the overactivity, a punitive price even for small mistakes. Pacing enables you to avoid cycles of push and crash, and thus to avoid PEM. As you will learn in the tutorial, pacing has three parts. The foundation for pacing, which you will find in Part 1, is understanding your current limits or energy envelope. Your envelope includes limits on physical activity and also limits in other areas, such as mental activity, socializing, sensory data, stress, and heart rate. In the first part of the tutorial, you will learn tools and strategies for defining your current limits. The second part of pacing is adjusting your life so you are living within your limits. Doing that enables you to reduce the cycles of overdoing followed by forced bed rest, so you can lead a life with much less suffering. Learning to live within your envelope is a gradual process, involving the use of strategies you will learn in the second part of the tutorial. In the third part of the tutorial, you will learn strategies for safely expanding your limits, and you will meet some people who have done that. The final part of the tutorial focuses on relapses, a common and often demoralizing part of ME/CFS and fibro. As you will learn, there are many things you can do to reduce the frequency, severity, and impact of setbacks. To summarize, if you have ME/CFS or fibromyalgia, you may experience repeated cycles of push and crash, alternating between overdoing and resting to recover. With pacing, you can live your life according to a plan, rather than in response to symptoms, giving you a sense of managing your illness rather than illness controlling you. Learning to pace requires discipline, patience, and effort, but you can see benefits immediately, beginning with the strategies you will find in the first part of the tutorial.